Looking for something, man, the big 41 himself. Can't wait to get a photo with him up on our shelf.
If you can't find him, we will. If you won't find him, we will.
Legends come and go, but what we know leaves no doubt. Showing all of y'all the proof is what this show is about.
If you can't find him, we will. If you won't find him, we will.
If you don't find him, we'll kill
your whole family.
Bigfoot and Bourbon with Scott and Brandon.
Yeah, 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 yeah!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
We did it.
It's a New Year's rooster.
It's a New Year rooster.
And, hey, wait, can you hear my snare?
I can hear your snare.
Okay, can you hear my snare?
Listener. Listeners? Let's assume more than one. Listeners, he kept checking if I could hear his snare. And the answer was always yes.
Just want to make sure. At one point, I couldn't hear my snare. Yeah. I want to make sure you can hear my snare, so we're good.
Yeah, I can hear your snare.
Okay.
We're good. It's a new year.
Yeah, new year, new me. Okay. I hate that.
Fart noise.
Yeah.
I also did
a downward thumbs down.
A downward thumbs down.
Downward thumbs down. Downward dog thumb.
Dogs.
Go dogs, am I right?
We'll get to it.
Yeah, we will.
While we drink our...
Barkity bark bark, go dogs. National champs, what's up?
Buckhorn.
Buckhorn.
I don't know if you've heard of it. I'd never heard of it before.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're feeling like a buck and you got a horn, you drink some Buckhorn.
Oh, no. Take a sip. Maybe I'm being dramatic. Yeah, okay.
Well, that is rough.
That's about as bad of a review as you're going to get from Scott, probably. Buckhorn, all right.
Good Lord.
I'm going to nurse this. Okay.
I feel like I just have a bad cold. My throat just feels...
Yeah, it doesn't feel great. It doesn't feel great.
Oh. All right. Well, we're drinking that.
Yep.
Yeah, two thumbs up, Buckhorn.
Thanks for supplying the Buckhorn.
Yeah, if you can find it, don't get it.
Specifically, thank you to my brother-in-law's girlfriend who got it for me.
I mean, it's awesome. Thank you so much. Yay.
Thought that counts. Cool name.
It is.
That's all I need. It's a cool name.
Yeah, that's what we're going for these days.
Yeah. yeah, so it's New Year. So, funny story. I've only counted down from 10 just now. Because on New Year's Eve, I was nowhere near a countdown at the time it happened.
Oh, that's right, because you went to the Orange Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah, where the dogs won. Spoiler alert.
And we had to walk like over a mile to this Walmart parking lot. And that's where they said, insider tip, go there, the Ubers will pick you up there. Because they won't come to the stadium, traffic's too bad. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks, guy.
Wait, who's this guy?
He was our Lyft or Uber driver there.
Mm, gotcha.
Okay. To the casino where we gambled before the game.
Is that next to the stadium?
It's pretty close. It's not
is
the
it
Hard
like,
Rock
is it,
Cafe.
Is it Hard Rock Stadium now?
Yeah, it's Hard Rock Stadium. Okay. It wasn't the Hard Rock Casino. It was like Calder Casino or something. I don't know.
Is there a Hard Rock Casino there?
I think there is, but okay. I didn't know anything.
just curious, I don't know.
Yeah, so we walked like a mile and everyone was told that. Like, it wasn't a secret. Every single person who left that stadium was in that Walmart parking lot. And it was just like, it felt like the end of the world. And we're all trying to like file into these buses to get saved. But we're like also kind of excited because Georgia won and it's New Year's Eve.
So, I mean,
because there's cops everywhere.
Sense. Yeah. Georgia won the national championship. It's got to be the end of the world.
Yeah. And it's like an empty parking lot, eerie, dark, and then. The fireworks start going off. So it feels like, oh, the world's ending. But
did y'all forget it was New Year's Eve? Kind of? Just a little bit?
Sort of. Until like all of that started happening. And then we're like, oh shit, it's New Year's.
Yeah, because I mean, if I was there at the game afterwards with that win, I would have been hammered drunk.
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
That was the last time I was drunk because I've been dry. I've been sober since then.
Dry sober?
Yep.
You've been on the wagon?
Dry January.
Yep.
Until now.
Yeah, well.
Caveat, podcasts only.
Podcasts only, players. Now, thanks for making the exception for Buckhorn.
Oh, yeah.
Totally worth it.
I really feel like I cheated myself. don't think I'm not pissed about it.
Oh, man. Good stuff, though. It's not. I mean, actually, it's a little bit better now that the ice is melting and mellowed out.
That initial shock.
That was one hell of a hit on the first one.
Yeah, a little hard to take. Yeah. But as you alluded to earlier, Georgia did win.
Hell yeah. National champs, baby. What? I don't know. Do we have any Alabama fans out there? I hope we do, because y'all suck.
Doesn't fit the meter very well.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
All right, well, there you go. I downloaded that so that I could play.
Yes, thank you. Yes, and.
Yes, and. Good job, buddy. So how's your New Year been treating you? You have any news?
Yeah, the New Year was good until I found out that I had shingles. You know, young man shingles, early onset shingles, as I always like to call it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, normally you're expecting this at, 60, 70. But hey, whatever, you know, it's pretty cool. It's not 30, a bad thing.
36.
You know, young 36 and, you know, shingles is hitting me early.
Glaucoma soon.
We'll see what happens. I don't know, you know. I mean, other than that, I'm feeling young at heart, so that's all that matters. Yeah,
I've always thought that about you.
Yeah, drinking bourbon. I ain't going to quit that.
Nope. Well, only for 2 weeks at a time.
Yep.
You know what? I'm into it now.
Yeah, it's actually...
I'm into Buckhorn now.
Yeah, once you get a little bit of that mellowness from the ice / water.
Water. I think that this is a second drink bourbon. Although this was our second drink.
It was our second drink.
Okay, maybe it's a third drink bourbon.
Third drink, yeah.
And then it's cool.
And you know, it'll be good like in a cocktail.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Right. That'll be pretty good. Well, how's your New Year's Eve been? How's your New Year's been, buddy?
So far it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Well, no, is that true? It's really not true. Work has been not great.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Excuse me. Oh, so let's check on.
Let's see. Yeah, that's good stuff.
I have topics written down. Oh, yeah. So,
guitar sticker.
Up there. Hold on.
Okay, my bad.
Don't read them yet. Up there at the top, got a mea culpa.
Mea culpa?
Yes. A word that I love to use now.
Hold on. Sorry, listeners. I got stuck in the wire on my headphone. Go ahead.
At some point, I'm going to get this figured out, and we're going to have like wires not all over the place.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I mean, that's good because you're sitting over right by here.
You got moccasins just sitting.
They're not moccasins. Oh, they're slippers.
Well, they look like moccasin slippers.
Yeah, they're slippers.
Is that deer foam? Deer foam? I got some deer foam ones too. It's good stuff. It's good on my feet.
I don't wear them very often. That's why they're there.
Oh, you should, man. They're good for your feet, good for your posture.
Okay. Cool.
Anyways.
I appreciate the help too. Mea culpa.
Mea culpa.
One of my favorite things to do is to send you a NotesApp picture of a mea culpa whenever I say anything slightly wrong. So this is the podcast version of that. And it wasn't really for you. It was for our guest who said that Rudolph was in the 60s or 70s. And I said, no, it was earlier than that. And I was wrong. Dead wrong. The song was from the 40s. That's what I was thinking of. But you know what? I'm going to hold myself accountable because as I was skimming through the podcast, checking if like the levels were okay before we release it, I heard me say that and go, I'm wrong. So I got to tell the world.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're a man enough to admit it because you are way off.
Oh, I was way off. I mean, I was way off by 20 years.
Exactly. But that's cool, though. I mean, look, you challenge our guests sometimes, and sometimes they're going to bite back.
Yeah, he didn't. He caved pretty quick. But I can't remember what his name was. Randy Jingles or something.
I don't know. He was an odd
Randy.
One.
We didn't have back to back Randys.
No, we didn't. No. Is it Randy Dupree?
No,
Randolph Dupree.
It was Randy Standish, and then something.
Oh, Jack Jingle.
Jack Jingle. Why was it? Why didn't I think it was alliterative? Oh boy,
I forgot. Old Jack. Yeah, he's like this, what, second cousin to Kris Kringle.
I think he's just a liar that works for the mob.
That, we don't know. We don't know. I know. He's a pretty cool dude, though.
He was really cool. Oh. He didn't threaten me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's that. We have a voicemail to listen to later. Oh. I figure we'll do it later.
Yeah, we'll do it later. But thank you, our fans. Bring them on. Call in. Look, because, okay, you can reach us at 678-948-6866 or at BigfootBourbon@gmail.com, not Yahoo.com, not Hotmail.com, BigfootBourbon@gmail.com.
We can't stress enough that it's not Hotmail or Yahoo.
Not Yahoo. It's at gmail.com.
Correct.
Yeah. So keep them coming, fans. Keep it a-coming.
I might kill this pretty quick. Oh, we didn't bring the bottle up here.
Oh, man.
Should I FaceTime Kate?
Get Finn to bring it.
Hold on. I've been meaning to do this. We're going to FaceTime her because it's connected. All right. We're going to put her on the podcast. She's going to love it. Scott, that was a really, really good burp. You muted it to burp.
There we go.
That was a noticeable change. There's like a lot of room sound from that mic. All right, here we go.
Yeah, this chair kind of makes some noises.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
You think she's going to answer?
Nope.
She might. I hear it. I hear it downstairs.
She's not going to answer.
Come on.
There's no way.
If she does, she's definitely not going to bring the bottle up, right?
As she probably shouldn't.
Should we do a Bigfoot call? Just to like make her realize that she needs to answer. She might be in the bathroom. FaceTime unavailable.
Is your Wi-Fi down? Probably.
No, I heard it ringing.
It
worked. Whatever. We'll call it.
Technology, whatever.
We'll call it later.
Woo!
That sucked. Who else can we call?
That was a fail. Dang, a letdown.
My bad. Okay.
Well, all right. What do we got in that? What's up on the show sheet?
We got the guitar stickers now.
Guitar stickers.
So my guitar over there, I noodle on it from time to time.
You can play guitar? I'm just kidding.
Sort of. our guest today is a musician, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, sweet. I love musicians.
Hopefully he might let me play with him. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. You gonna noodle his guitar?
Well, I think he plays guitar, so maybe I just play like some solos in the background.
Noodle with them.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So as you can see, there are no stickers on this guitar. I've never put one on there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Zero.
And I got this one for Christmas, and I'm thinking, I think I got to put it on there.
Let me see that guitar. Oh my lord!
Right.
That is a sticker of Bigfoot holding a Georgia flag.
Yep.
That has to go on there.
And it's too small to put on the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd never notice it if it was on the car.
I mean,
which I definitely would put it on the car.
I know you have a lot of tattoos, but like, that has to go on there too. Let's be honest. You got to find room somewhere to put this on there.
For the listener, I have to assume we have more than one listener when we talk to them.
I don't know.
Not just my sister.
Don't know.
It's definitely not my wife, but.
My wife.
Oh boy, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
We never followed back up after the Thanksgiving episode.
I said it all, I think. Yeah. With my wife and my ring and my stuff and my thing.
So I had to put it on there, right?
Yeah, you got to put it on there, yeah. 100%. Should we do it right now, like ceremonial? Like
yeah, you pick the spot. You can pick the spot. You open it.
All right, I gotta find a spot on this old guitar.
Oh, he's gonna play it. Ooh. Oh, you're almost hitting him.
I think it's a little off, man. I think
it might be the weather changed.
Yeah, that's a yeah.
I'll tune it before Cord Roy gets here. We got country music.
Actually, I think I was just off the fret. So. My bad.
Country music singer Cord Roy is in the house today.
I found the perfect spot.
All right. Here you go.
Do the honors.
Oh, wait. You got to put it on. I'll show you where.
Okay.
We have to get on the microphone and talk.
Well,
I do it.
All right. Well, okay. He's, you know, it does move. You can move it closer to your face.
It's closer to my face now.
There you go.
Do I put it like upright, sideways?
Oh, sideways.
I think like a diagonal because I'll never get it straight up.
Exactly. There you go. That's perfect.
Then it's artistic.
Mm-hmm. Then you meant to do it because it's going to be crooked anyways. You might as well make it crooked to begin with.
Yes, sir.
Boom. Why did you mute?
Because I felt like I was about to sneeze, but no, we're good.
I should have never let you figure out there's a mute button.
Oh, my favorite thing now. Oh, there it is, and boom goes the dynamite.
Sticker sticker virginity has been taken. Why the
boy? Why not?
That's a fair question.
All right, so what else we got?
Actually, it's pretty cool because like now when it, like it's facing me, that's pretty awesome, actually.
Right.
Yeah, I like exactly how you put that on there. You're like the best sticker player I've ever met in my life. It's pretty cool.
I've always said that about myself. It's never really made sense until now. Oh, hey.
All right. Every time we go over, we gotta take a drink, take a sip.
It still sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, I was definitely on the wrong fret. That's not bad. Earlier.
Oh, my phone just fell on my bike. All right.
This is off the rails.
Yeah, you were about to play Sweet Home Alabama.
I really was.
Yeah, I heard it.
I was trying to think of something recognizable, and that was the first thing I thought of.
That's not allowed to be played right now.
We can play that ironically.
No Sweet Home Alabama? 2 weeks.
Two more. So dry January for Sweet Home Alabama, too.
Yep.
Okay. That makes sense. It makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
Yeah, I do a lot of thinking. I'm pretty good at thinking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, hey, I was supposed to give you this back in December for the December podcast, but we had some shipping issues. The supplier, Supply chain. They messed up, but they did make up for it. But here you go. Here, check it out. Let me see what you think.
All right, here we go.
My gift to you.
I appreciate it, Scotty. And while I vamp a little bit, or while I open this, my sister also bought us these Bigfoot and Bourbon glasses we're drinking out of.
Yeah, it's freaking sweet. I love it.
And since... she's the listener I think of when I say listener. I gotta talk about it.
Shout out.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle.
Also, we have some Bulldog ice cubes.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Drink up. It's a rough one.
All right,
rough and tough, babe.
Oh, boy. Our first... Dr. Squatch, men's natural deodorant, wood barrel bourbon. This is the most perfect thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's amazing, right?
How'd you find this?
It popped up on the ads. They targeted me. They know what's up.
They got you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not it, though.
Uh-uh.
It's a soap, too. Dr. Squatch, wood barrel bourbon soap. So when I asked if we would use it on the podcast, and you said it'd be weird. You're right.
Yep.
Bath time.
Would have been really weird. Like, all right, brought to you live from the bathtub.
Oh, my gosh. it's It's Bigfoot socks. Is this the same people?
Yeah. Yeah. I came with it.
Oh my gosh. This is awesome.
It's pretty sweet.
It also smells pretty good.
Yeah. I got some for myself, obviously, and I've been using it. It's pretty sweet. It's pretty good. Good stuff.
Dude, awesome. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Perfect. I was worried that you got me glasses also.
So you're like, so I didn't want to use them?
I didn't want to bring them out.
Gotcha.
Because I was like, it'd be shitty if I'm like, look at this, what my sister got me. And you're like, oh, that's what I got too. So I was like, would we use what you got on the podcast?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I was really smooth about it, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were. You're like, I would be using this. I mean, we could. Let's go. Shirts off. Let's do it.
Pants down. No belts. Or no, belts only.
Belts only.
That's an inside joke that I don't know if I could ever explain.
There's no point. We'll just move along. So anyways.
Yeah. So like, I only wear like weird socks now. You got them on too?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
I might change during the next break. But like when I go to work, I don't wear like regular socks. I wear something weird. Like my mom bought me a bunch of Friends socks. So now I wear Friends socks to work all the time.
You should. Why don't you have Seinfeld socks though?
Because
it's a better show. It's a better show than Friends.
She didn't get me those, so I don't have them. Also, I bet they don't have those.
Maybe. Bet you they do.
It was like the 12 advent calendar of socks for Friends.
Oh.
It was 12 pairs.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So like I wore like lobster socks because he's our lobster or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then how you doing socks.
Oh, I'd like some of those.
We were on a break socks. Kate doesn't like those.
No, sure she doesn't.
So, but I wear them to work constantly. Usually I just have Christmas socks, so I just wear Christmas socks all the time. But now I got more.
You got some Bigfoot socks.
And I also wear them to dance class because I wear these pants that don't like go down and I step on them and slip.
No pants at the dance set? What?
I wear pants. I wear jogger style pants.
No pants, dance.
No. Dance with pants.
Dance with pants, dance.
Dance if you got pants, dance.
Dance, okay. Mm-hmm. If you got pants, dance. If you no pants, dance. Preferred because of dance, no pants is for the glance.
My head hurts. I'm gonna call Kate again. One time she's going to answer.
Maybe. She's going to ignore us again. I would.
I can't believe she didn't like call back. I wonder if she did and it called my phone, which is on the ground.
Kate!
Not gonna happen, man.
This is ridiculous.
It's not gonna happen.
Oh.
Don't try to force it.
Damn it. Well, now what?
I don't know. What else are we gonna talk about, I guess?
I ran out of items on my list.
Well, I guess let's go to a break and then we'll talk to our guest.
Yeah, we got Corduroy's here.
Corduroy, I can't wait to meet him. Never met him before.
I have not either. He seems interesting.
Does he know about Bigfoot?
Yeah, he's a big Bigfoot guy.
Big Bigfoot fan?
Yeah. I think he's new to it, but like he...
So he's a noob, but he's like, you know, he's getting into it. Hey, I love it. Yeah, we were all noobs at one time.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you know.
We were.
I guess we could talk about Bigfoot. We haven't done that yet.
We did. I gave you some cool socks.
Yeah. And Bigfoot.
We talked about the socks.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What more do we have to do?
I mean, any cool Bigfoot sightings lately?
I mean, on my computer screen, I see one. He's holding a bourbon.
Okay. Well, okay. Bigfoot loves bourbon. Spoiler.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, let's go to break. And then when we get back, we'll talk to old Corduroy.
Corduroy.
Yeah, come on.
Woo.
Thank you.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to record an ad, and I think we just, we bring Corduroy in.
Yeah, let's do it. Is it recording right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're recording. That's why I said what I said.
Perfect. Okay.
That's why I gave you the look like we're live.
Oh, live. And in color. It's living color. Do what you want to do.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna go get him.
Yeah, you do him.
I know it's weird because he hasn't been on the show yet, but I feel like we got to get his energy in here. I've heard his music. Just that voice, you know.
Got it. You go do him.
Bourbon.
Yeah, right. Go do him.
Hey, Cord.
All right, now what am I doing? Oh. Wait, what was that?
Wait, hey, Cord, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going? How y'all doing? I'm a big fan of the show.
Well, good, because we're big fans of you.
Are you?
Yep.
What's your favorite song of mine?
Oh, my favorite song is probably the one when you talk about, like, you know, the country and, like, roads and stuff.
That's my favorite one, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a good one.
A lot of the people in Nashville didn't want to buy that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you what? Believe that shit?
No.
Can I curse on here?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's just fucked up.
That is.
Is this a show? No, it's not the show yet. This is like an ad. Well, hold on. You're going to have me record an ad for you?
Ideally, yes, please. Please record an ad for us.
All right, so I'm just like, Bigfoot and Bourbon, listen to it.
Well, we want you to sing it.
Okay, but so it's just an ad for this show that you're listening to?
No, it's an ad for the bourbon we're drinking. They don't pay us at all yet.
No. Now, what? I don't understand the business model of this.
You don't have to understand it. It's a new age business model where we're trying out, you know, corporate America hasn't really adopted it yet, but, you know, we'll get there.
Yeah, I thought you listened to the show, dude.
I mean, I do, but I didn't realize that you didn't make any money.
Okay. So you're not going to pay me then?
You're going to get $0 from
okay,
us.
Well, do I at least get some of this bourbon apparently that I'm going to talk about?
Oh, yeah, have all you want, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Have yourself some buckhorn.
Oh, shit, that's fucking terrible.
It'll buck you up.
Oh, that's okay. Mm-hmm. So what do I have to play a song? What are we doing?
You play a song, you talk about buckhorn. Just this advert for it.
All right, well, here we go. Just get ready. I mean, I know that, Scott, can you just come over here for a second in the corner?
Yeah.
I don't know why he sounds like this, but he sounds different when he sings. I don't understand.
Oh, I've never heard him sing before, so it's
okay, it doesn't sound like the Tiger King, I promise you.
Okay.
Okay. What were y'all saying?
We're just talking about the ad, and we're just ready and waiting for you to go, man.
All right, well, my guitar is not hooked up, so I'm just going to sort of play a little bit.
Our sound levels are good. Yeah, I can hear your snare.
Buckhorn. It's fucking good. Wait, what about something like that? Or do I need to, like, talk more about what it is?
Just a little bit more. You can just ad-lib all you want. Just give us a little bit more info there.
Like, and to be honest, it doesn't have to be a song. I know that we kind of threw it on you, but it doesn't have to be like a whole song.
No, yeah.
It could just be the vibe. Like, you're just around a campfire and you're drinking your bourbon.
Yeah, give us some good vibes, man. Come on.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Oh, man. I love me some bourbon. I drink it up real good. And when I reach for a bourbon, there's only one I'm gonna reach for, brother. Buckhorn. Put it in your suckhorn.
Amen. Yes.
You fucking nailed it, dude.
That nailed it. I loved it. Works. All right. We'll wrap that one up. Do a little magic with the editing, and it'll be in there.
Yep. We're definitely gonna edit it. Bye.
We'll edit it all. Don't you worry.
We're back, baby.
We're back. Okay. I was on mute. We're back.
Oh, you're talking on mute. Zoom jokes.
What? Hey, we're back.
Hey, I think you're on mute, man.
What?
Technology. It's just weird, you know? It's different than being in the office.
What? I can't click buttons and people do fake mutes. I know they do. Like, oh, you can't hear me. What?
The most annoying thing for me is when someone doesn't respond to a question and they say, sorry, I was on mute. What did you say? You're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
You're on mute, maybe, but you definitely weren't listening. And that's right. The real problem.
Yeah, just say you weren't listening. I would appreciate that.
Is this about me yet?
Oh, hey. Hey, old Cord. How you doing, buddy?
Name's Cord Roy.
Is that your first and last name, or is it all together?
It's first and last name.
First and last name, Cord?
Roy.
Roy.
Yeah.
All right. Has anyone ever told you it kind of sounds like Cord Roy?
It has, and that's why I wear this jacket everywhere.
I love the jacket.
It's suede, so you just know that it's not corduroy.
So you purposely choose a suede jacket so that people will not think of corduroy when they hear your name.
I want them to think of Elvis's shoes when they think of me.
You should put some peanut butter on that jacket.
That sounds delicious.
It does, right?
I'd eat it. I'd die on the toilet for that.
Yeah. And a fried egg. Didn't that...
I think he did something like that.
I think it was, maybe. Yeah.
I am in music, but I lived in Nashville, not in Memphis. So, not big Elvis guy here.
All right. Well, how'd you get into the Bigfoot, man? Tell me.
All right. Well, I lived in Nashville for a long time, being a singer-songwriter, you know, fucking killing it.
Obviously.
But, you know, it's all politics up there. So it's who you know. It's what you look like. It's if you're pretty. And I just think I'm not a pretty man. Oh, come on, dude.
I mean... You're good looking.
Oh, what you got cooking?
A wink, wink.
I am a pansexual individual, and I will do whatever you want. I'm just kidding. I'm not, though. So I lived up there for a while. And I wrote a bunch of songs, but, you know, just wasn't clicking. And I decided to move back home to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get there, what do I see?
What?
Bigfoot.
How big was it?
It was on TV, but it was very intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, I want to see that in real life.
Was it our podcast you saw on TV?
Scott, we're not on TV.
Oh, wait, we're not?
No.
Oh, man. Wait, we're not broadcasting live on TV with this right now?
Hold up. What's that camera then?
No, well, don't worry about that.
Well, I don't feel better about it, but okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It was not the podcast. I was watching just some Bigfoot shit, you know, and I thought to myself, I want to see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I started to think, look, I'm a singer. I've been singing about...
And songwriter.
Yeah, I do. I write the songs too. I sure do. And I thought to myself, well, maybe I could be a singer-songwriter about Bigfoot because...
There you go.
When you think about it, a lot of the stuff I'm writing about, love lost, want to get her back, it could be Bigfoot.
Yeah. Singer, songwriter, Bigfoot believer. I like it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it's like I'm singing about this lady that I lost and she's gone. And now I can be like, that's Bigfoot. And it's true, though. He just runs away. He never comes back.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
She runs away with Bigfoot.
It's fucked up, man. Yeah.
I mean, I believe Bigfoot is a ladies' man. He pulls all the women.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, you know.
Anytime you talk to a lady, a woman of some sort, she definitely is into Bigfoot.
Into Bigfoot.
That's how
some
I feel.
I feel
the same way.
You're into Bigfoot, too.
And I think that when you think about it, most music is about Bigfoot.
How so? Explain.
I mean, he's just everywhere, isn't he?
That's true.
Baby, you are a firework, Bigfoot. I know Katy Perry's on that Bigfoot shit.
I bet she is.
She seems like she probably dabbles in Bigfoot lore.
She dabbles in Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't, though?
I mean, we all should.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's definitely real.
I bet you Kevin Costner
dabbles
in Bigfoot.
Yellowstone. Have you watched that show?
Have I watched Yellowstone? Yes.
How many?
Binging it. We're in season 2 now. Episode, I want to say like 4 or 5.
Dang, really? I thought you just started.
Yeah, we've been going hard.
I keep wanting to. definitely doesn't want to.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Well, I'm not. I don't watch that, but I've heard it's great.
Yeah.
And I've always considered myself a real Sam Elliott type, so I'm really into 1883.
That's the prequel. Yeah, there's Bigfoot in that.
Are you fucking serious?
No, I don't know. There could be, though.
Why would you lie to us, dude?
I didn't lie. There could be. I haven't seen it, so
he's,
I don't know.
He's a big liar, isn't he? Is that his thing?
How am I supposed to know if there's Bigfoot or not?
Well, why would
so
you?
So there could be.
Why would you confidently say it's in it?
I said there's Bigfoot, maybe.
Brandon, he's a liar, and so, you know it, okay?
And look, there's probably bourbon.
I mean, that's probably true.
So, okay, it's Montana, Bigfoot, bourbon. Makes sense, so.
Yeah, I guess that does if you break it down like that. If you just say words in an order.
Then, yeah, you know, dogs, cats, Bigfoot, bourbon, put it on the screen, horses, done.
You know what? You know what's funny? My favorite show growing up is Cat Dog.
Cat Dog.
I loved it.
Well, who didn't, let's be honest?
We all did.
Now, I got a question for you, because we've been talking. We're starting to get to know you a little more. And
shake me straight. Let's
do it. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Pan. But shake me straight.
It seems your normal voice is a little bit different than your singing voice. Like, how'd that come about?
What are you talking about?
Well, you got a much higher normal voice, and your singing voice is a much lower and deeper.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. He's right. Like, I've heard your stuff. You don't sound anything like voice.
Just curious. Fine. Just curious how that all came about.
Are you insinuating I'm not singing my own songs?
Mm-mm-mm. No, I'm insinuating that you're changing the pitch of your voice for your songs.
That's not true. I don't do that. I've never done it. I sing all the songs live, and you'll see later.
It in color? In living color?
I don't know that. Well, I've never watched it.
You should look it up. That's where Jim Carrey got his start.
I'm more of a Mad TV guy.
Well, okay.
Not SNL. No, Mad TV. Will Sasso, he's fat and he's funny.
He is funny and funny. Yeah.
Fat is funny.
Yeah, he's
that's good because I've been getting fatter lately.
No, Brando, no.
That's a fact. I've lost 5 pounds this year.
There you go.
Yeah.
This year, 2022?
Yep.
Sweet. It's only 2 weeks.
You're going to put it back on.
It's pretty good, man.
You're just going to do it. I know
put
that.
Put it on. I put on.
I definitely don't know what you're doing now.
I put on for my city.
Am I on the wrong show? I thought we talked about Bigfoot, not rap music.
Well, country and rap are pretty much the same thing. And then if you talk about Bigfoot, Bigfoot has influenced both country music and rap music since the dawn of the century.
You know what? You're right. You're singing music, and all music is about Bigfoot.
In theory, yes. So, boom.
In theory. You're not even going to accept what he said? It proves your point.
Mm-hmm. In theory.
I told you he's a liar. He don't believe nothing. Look at him. Was a liar.
Tell me more about your songs. You write them and sing them, right?
I write all of them. I sing all of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How's that go?
I got a new album coming out.
Yep. Why don't you sing one for us?
I will at the end of my segment. Well, I'm going to give you the goods now, and then you just throw me out like some whore.
Does that happen to you a lot? Does that happen to you a Yacht Rock? A lot?
Did you say Yacht Rock?
Yeah, it is.
It happens to me a Yacht Rock, okay? Mm-hmm. I was at Fleet Week, and they played Yacht Rock, and they made me leave. Was that the same thing?
I think so. Sure.
I don't think it was. I'm pretty sure you just said some of the words.
I'm just going along. Anyways, but yeah. Yeah, sing us something. Do it.
Well, all right.
Do it.
Let me just limber up my vocal cords, and I'm going to strum on the guitar a little bit. Can I play along with you? Like, I got my guitar here, too. It's got a new Bigfoot sticker on it.
Oh, that sounds like an awesome idea.
No, you can't.
What? Why not?
You just sure can't. I'm going to play it by myself because it's only one guitar song.
But, I mean, a lot of guitar songs you can make in it, too. You can have, like, the just background strumming and...
Oh, you mean sellouts have more than one instrument in it?
Oh, my bad. So bands, all bands are sellouts?
Sellouts, all of them. That's why they kicked me out of Nashville. I thought you left on your own.
Yeah.
No, but I was asked to leave by the mayor of Nashville.
The mayor?
Yeah.
Who's the mayor?
I don't know now. There's a new election.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's probably right.
I think his name was Teddy.
Teddy Nashville?
No, silly. Teddy Nash. of Vengeful.
My bad.
All right, y'all going to shut up while I sing my song?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Cold Roy.
Pretty
sing aggressive. Sing your song.
All right. Now, this is only one guitar, but I do have a band.
I thought it was a sellout.
It is. They just stand behind me. Come on in, boys.
Yeah, y'all come on in. It's fine.
Okay, so there's like five other people in here with no instruments. Like, yeah, what's going on?
It's kind of weird, getting a little crowded in here. But
well, my name's Cord Roy, and these are the Cord Boys.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Y'all ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Go ahead.
Playing that on your guitar. I don't know
what the fuck was that. I don't know, you were playing with that thing over there. I didn't even start yet. Got
it. Our bad. Okay,
yeah, I guess I was confused because that was clearly not a guitar sound.
Yeah, that was totally, I don't know what the, all right, let's get our tones and stuff all set up, and yeah, get the mic and
yeah, just fucking play
snare
stupid
yeah,
song.
Yeah. Just start strumming, man. I mean, it's... Are you gonna start? You're just looking at me. You're staring at me, really oddly right now.
All right, here we go. Okay. Different strokes for different folks. Yeah, man, that's the show. Bigfoot bird. Wherever you go, you can have an eight. You can have it on the rocks instead.
Okay.
Yeah, that damn thing song won't ever leave your head.
I like it. I like it so far. Doesn't sound like it though. Doesn't sound like it at all. No.
Brandon Man's the boys. We can all tell that's his strength. Scott's the charismatic one who will take the show to the brink of dozens and dozens of listeners tuning in.
What? Dozens.
And we all know just how this story ends. I don't know how to feel about this.
I don't know either.
I don't think he likes us.
It's good, but then it's also bad.
Different strokes for different folks.
Even that part,
yeah, yeah, man, that's the show. Bigfoot bird, wherever you go, you can have an eight. You can have it on the rocks as well.
Okay.
They wanna find that big son bitch. Send him straight to hell.
Well, that's not true.
We don't wanna kill him.
No, we just wanna talk to him. Ideally, we wanna interview him.
I do. That's right, they ain't looking at a mere curiosity. They want to find that tall man and bring him to his knees.
Well,
no reading his rights. They don't care what he's got to say.
I don't know if he has the Miranda rights.
But it's all for naught when Matt McConaughey he saves the day.
Well, he always does. Let's be honest.
So he's going to fight us?
I guess.
Yeah, he sure will.
Oh, oh, okay.
Shoot to kill. Different strokes for different foes. Yeah, man, that's the show. Bigfoot and bourbon is with you wherever you go. You can have a knee. You can throw it in a cup.
Okay.
I just don't think these here boys are in on the joke.
Wait, what the?
Okay.
What,
thank you for having me.
I don't think.
I meant every word of that. Dude, what is, the fuck?
Do you not like our show?
I love the show.
There it is. Why is your voice different than what you're singing?
What are you talking about?
It's completely different.
No, it's not.
It is.
It sure isn't. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
And you're fucking mean.
Yeah.
I said it was called Ultimate Country Slams. It's Roast Country.
Roast Country.
Absolutely. You heard of it?
I've heard of roasting vegetables and roasting squash. I ain't never heard of no Roast Country.
Well, I've heard of roast comedy.
Oh, yeah, and that too. Yeah, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's just country music. Look, it's not my fault your show sucks.
What?
Dude, get the get the fuck out of here.
Get out.
You and your chord boys.
Yeah, you chord boys, y'all get and you Roy Corduroy.
What?
Yeah, take your suede and your peanut butter and whatever else you have. Maybe you got a fried egg in your pants. I don't know. Get out.
Well, I just want to say, I want to clear up one thing.
What?
I've never once in my life raised wild tigers.
Well, good.
I fucking knew it. How did he get out of prison? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God. I'm calling the cops. How do we get him here? I knew he looked familiar.
All right, we need a break.
Shit. All right.
All right, we're back.
Oh, I was on mute again. My bad. And we're back.
One of the worst things that could have happened was Scott figured out the mute button.
Yeah. The game changer. Game changer.
But the real worst thing that could happen
was having Corduroy on the show.
Yeah, what the heck?
Tiger King?
I was so pumped about the name. Corduroy, fun name. Mm-hmm. And the Cord Boys, he just throws that at us.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, I was like, hey, Corduroy and the Cord Boys.
But then he's like a total dickhead.
He was the worst, man.
And he wasn't like, we don't even have dozens of listeners, but like if he did, that shouldn't be the ceiling.
No, and I like the song, but also like the subtext, I hate it.
Yeah, and some of the text too.
And some
different strokes for different folks. Well, he leads with that.
I mean, that's true. I mean, hey, great, let's do it. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we are acquired taste still. Come on. Came on
you
our
got
show.
Dr. Squatch, you got She Squatch, you got everything.
Yeah, we do. She Squatch.
Yep.
Oh, man. Okay, so we have a voicemail.
I love it.
There's predictive text, but I won't read it. What, you want to just listen to it?
Let's listen to it. Let's put it on live in living color.
Hopefully it's loud enough.
I'm not hearing anything. I can't hear my snare.
It doesn't appear to be playing.
Oh.
One sec.
All right, well... Excuse me.
Hello. this is a message for the Bourbon Boys.
Okay.
Just had a couple tips for the pod. First of all, loving it. Second of all, couple things that you guys could do to make better. One, fact check. In the latest episode, Scott said that the Badlands were in North Dakota. They are, in fact, in South Dakota.
Oh, man.
Next thing. Your guests have been kind of sucking lately. I don't think they've ever actually seen Bigfoot or know anything about him. If you want to keep guests on, I think you should bring back some OGs like Pre Malone, or maybe some legitimate people, and maybe bring the discussion back to Bigfoot. I would love to know what the current 411 is.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys take these tips to heart, and I'll be listening soon to see if you do. Bye-bye.
Love it. Well,
okay.
Thank you, anonymous listener.
Yeah, I got to say your name. All right. One, not a great time to get critiqued right after.
Got a little Corduroy incident. And I'm also having a cord incident here. There we go. All right. We're good.
Should I get the cord, boys?
We're good.
We could probably have Pre Malone back.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of having Drac La La back.
Oh, he was one of the greats.
Because he sent me a text. It was a group text. Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I don't think I'm on that group text.
I thought you were.
Was it you and Chris Kringle and Drac La La?
And Randy Standish.
And Randy Standish. Nice.
Yeah, we were all man. And he was saying that he really wants to get out of like the monster game, you know, like he wanted to like branch out. So I was like, well, come on a non-Halloween episode. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we can get him on with Post Malone or Pre Malone.
If we can, we'll get fucking Post Malone.
We can get Post too. We can do a little Post and Pre Malone going on. What?
I think he drinks like Bud Light only, but I bet we can get him to drink some bourbon.
I think so. If anybody could do it.
It's Posty.
It's the Bourbon Boys.
If anyone can drink bourbon, It's posty. But if anyone can convince him to do it, it's the Bourbon Boys.
It's the Bourbon Boys.
Well, thank you, anonymous listener.
Yeah, no, we really appreciate the fact-checking. You're right, the Badlands is in South Dakota and not North Dakota.
I was really worried that this she was also going to call out my mistake
right, that
I already made a mea culpa of. Like,
so we got a double fact-check. Yeah. You fact-checked, and we listeners fact-checked, which I loved it.
Hey, listener, we're friggin' fact-checking now, okay?
I like it. I like it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And any other fans want to call in? Look, here's your chance. You'll be on live on the podcast.
Not live. It's a voicemail.
Well, you'll be on the podcast when we're playing it back. So this is your chance. This is your big, big chance to be a big star. Come on in to the Bourbon Boys at Bigfoot and Bourbon. You can call us at 678-948-6866. 678-948-6866. Bigfoot is going to throw a brick. 6866.
And just a reminder, you call into that number. You don't like fax it or anything.
Well, you could fax it. I don't think it does it work. Can you fax something into a voicemail?
Well, it's a Google Voice. Maybe you can fax it. You could text it.
Yeah,
so I do get texts from someone is applying to jobs with this phone number. And it's like it's like fast food or like pet walking services. So I just get texts all the time, and I get excited, and then it's like, hey Lamla, can you come in for an interview on Monday? I'm like, no.
Okay, well, whoever's using this number as their application number, please stop. I'm sure you're probably listening to us.
Yeah, you're one of the dozens and dozens.
We appreciate you being a fan, but stop with the application number. This is a voicemail only for this amazing podcast.
Yeah, you can also email us too if you want.
Yeah, at bigfootbourbon@gmail.com, not BigfootBourbon@yahoo.com or BigfootBourbon@hotmail.com or BigfootBourbon@signal.com or BigfootBourbon@proton.com. It's BigfootBourbon@gmail.com.
And again, that's not BigfootBourbon@newyorktimes.com.
Right.
Or BigfootBourbon@ajc.com.
JC.com.
Or at findingbigfoot.com. Right. We don't have that.
No, we're using Gmail server, so bigfootbourbon@gmail.com.
That's why we have a Google Voice, not a Yahoo Voice. We don't use Teams. I could. I have a Teams.
We'll see. Maybe we'll branch out.
We might use Teams because our FaceTime call didn't work out.
That's okay. We'll figure it out next time. As always, next time.
Yeah, and next time I'll give you an update on whether or not Kate is mad at me.
Spoiler alert. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she is. She's at least frustrated that I called twice and then called down. And she was not into it.
But you know, we are into buckhorn.
Buckhorn.
Put it in your suckhorn.
Need we say more?
All right. Well, I think on that note, we'll bid you adieu, a farewell. And as we always say on this podcast, keep looking and email us at bigfootbourbon@gmail.com or call us at 678-948-6866.
And the other thing we always say every episode, are you ready? Here we go.
Here we go.
We'll see you next week for our most romantic episode yet.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Bye.